Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about taking care of yourself. And when we talk about taking care of yourself, there's no way you can get through that discussion without talking about physical activity. So according to the U.S. Center for Disease Control, people that are physically active for 7 hours a week have a 40% lower risk of dying early than those same people that are active for less than 30 minutes a week. So the point is that we need some physical activity in our life. It'll extend your life. It'll help you be healthier. And we talked about this. We're trying to get to a better quality of life. There's so many things we can potentially avoid just by being healthy and staying at a proper weight. Things like diabetes. Sometimes cardiovascular disease is a result of being overweight and being sedentary. Your heart is a muscle that needs to be worked out. So somehow we need to find ways to get our heart rate up. That's what we need to do, and we need to do that multiple times a week. So the excuse for a lot of people is they just don't like doing certain things. So running seems to be the one default for a lot of people. But if you hate running, what is it that you can at least tolerate? Maybe it's basketball or tennis or biking. But the key is creating a habit. Creating a habit that you can do day in and day out multiple times a week. The suggestion would be do it first thing in the morning when you wake up, or wake up a little bit earlier in order to make time for it so that you do it. Because once you do it, it's done. So if you get up at 5:30 in the morning and you work out from 5:30 to 6 or 5:30 to 6:30, the rest of your day, you know you've knocked that one off your list and it's done. And now you move on. And I will tell you, you'll feel much better as a result. If you're not working out every day, if you're not doing something physical, you will notice a huge lift in mood, in energy. Everything just works better. Now, I'm not saying it's going to turn on the first day. You'll probably be a little bit tired the first few days. So the first thing I would tell you is once you get into a routine, start. Moderation is the key. Don't get crazy right away. If you haven't seen the inside of a gym in 10 years, don't walk into a gym and do a crazy workout, because 2 days later, you're going to be in agony. So ease your way into it. Don't go out and try to run 5 miles your first day. Run a half a mile and gradually build into what you want it to be. Then you might keep doing it. But if you beat yourself up and you're so miserable after the fact, you're probably going to stop because of all the pain, or at least you might. So why not look at ways that you can increase the probability that you're going to stay with it? And that's really what we want to do. But it's so important to get your heart rate up, find something that you can at least tolerate doing, and just get out there daily and do it. And if it's not every day, if it's 3 days a week, that's great. But you need a minimum of 3 days a week of getting your heart rate up. And if you want to go further into this, do a little bit of homework about target heart rate. Heart rate monitors are so inexpensive right now. You can get one for less than $50. And you can tie it to an app on your phone. Actually, I found a strap for $35 that's out there on Amazon. Tie it to your phone. Now you can get an app, pull it in. You know exactly how many calories you burn based on the activity that you're doing. There's enough apps out there that can help you. So I would strongly recommend you do it. But regardless, find something that you can do to get your heart rate elevated. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires in life. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just commit. Get here. It's a few minutes a day. Again, recommendation is first thing in the morning. You can even listen to this during your workout. Before we finish up today, I want to take a moment and just get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose. And out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll continue our discussion of taking care of yourself. And we're going to focus on just being cognizant of what you're putting in your mouth. But for today, get off the couch. If you're not active, you want to get active. You'll prolong your life. You'll be healthier in the long run. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. quality of life.